Blog Talk Radio.
Cycle. And that's where we really need to
become totally independent with the spirit of adoption, of not being in bondage in mind, because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but sound mind and love.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And all we're saying here, I know, is that for me is to really encourage people to, you know, and thank you so much, caller, for that call, and thank you very much. We're so glad you can tune in today, and we certainly welcome all of the comments. If a person wants to call in and to make a comment, you're able to do that. I mean, we can stay here for a few more minutes because it's a holiday, and I don't have to rush off for work. So if you have any other comments or even a question, here's the time to ask it. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. We won't put you on blast like that. You don't have to say who you are. You can just really get down to the bottom of what you're sensing or feeling or what you feel you might be going through. And I know from where I sit, I don't want any more stress in my life. And I don't want any stress. Now, here's the thing. If it's going to cause you stress not to do it, then certainly do it, because we don't want stress either way. If it's going to cause you stress because you have this abundant financial budget and it's going to cause you stress, and because that's your way of giving, this is how you give back, that's fine. Do it. But we're talking about helping individuals who, number one, don't have the money. Number two, don't have the means, which is why a person is getting unemployment, certainly in the first place. Anyone with unemployment and welfare, that already says you don't have the means. Because some people think that unemployment is attached to, or that, again, you've chosen, or they've chosen to attach it to the fact that, well, I worked there and I paid it and I deserve it. But what about your skill sets? What's happening to your skill sets, and how are they being sharpened for all those months that you're out of work? Did you think about that? Unless you go back to school. That's the reason why I never got unemployment. The two times I could get it, I didn't even want it, because I'm thinking about what's happening to my skill sets while I'm sitting at home watching Jerry Springer getting it, unless I'm going to be in school learning a new trade, learning a new talent, learning to use another gift that I have, or learning a totally new skill. That's the only thing I could think to do with my time. But I'm not going to take it and say, well, I want it because I deserve it, and because I worked in that job, blah, 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 years, and I paid them, blah, 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 dollars into it. Because when I did the investigation, the money that comes out of our paycheck is in no way comparison to an unemployment check. That money comes from tax dollars, for the most part. That money comes from tax dollars, not necessarily our personal taxes that we pay out of our paycheck. It's not like you pay unemployment $50 a week or, you know, some high amount or anything. And even if you pay 50, you don't make 50 a week. Your paycheck may be a few thousand. So what we pay into unemployment is no comparison. And it was never made to be a comparison, because unemployment, again, was only for people in stress situations who needed that help to get them over a hump until they could find another job. Because that's one of the major requirements with unemployment, is that you're out looking for work. And I actually know people who are on unemployment who don't even look for work and don't report that we do. So it's a farce.
If that's why, Lisa, you said, I know people who are on unemployment who are not even looking for work. And that's the reason why I said it's like a new form of welfare, because these people, you don't have a job, you're not looking for a job, so you're becoming reliant on unemployment. But what happens when the unemployment runs out?
Well, when it runs out, what we'll hope and pray is that Obama elongates the term. That's what most people are wondering and hoping for. And there's a lot happening. It's been extended over and over, even before he came into, well, right around the time he came into office, probably right before, because of the economy, the economic situation. But as a coach, I'm saying, what's happening to your skills, your talents, your dreams, and your goals while we sit
you know, while we wait for the government to take care of bills.
Well, you know, this week, Lalisa, it was said that there will be no more extensions for unemployment.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, it was passed this week. Right now, there's not going to be any more extensions, so those who have gotten extensions will not be getting any more extensions. So if you're on your second or third extension, you won't be getting any more. You know, so now what are you going to do? Because now you got that last check this week, or maybe next week, and then there's no extension. And the other thing I want to make reference to, if you are on unemployment, there are grants that the unemployment has gotten to help you upgrade your skills. So take advantage of that. Now, I, unlike you, Lalisa, I have been on unemployment, and I will tell you, I got my second degree on unemployment because I paid for it. Now, will they pay for a degree now? I'm not sure. But
yes,
this was some time ago.
They still do. They still, that's what we were saying. I would say, certainly, if you're going to do that, go for it. I applaud you. I'm talking about people who get it, who are sitting at home, not out getting a new skill or getting a degree. Getting a degree is a new skill. That's the same thing. If you get a degree, what you did is you went and bought a new skill.
Right. And so, you know, when I talk to people who tell me I'm receiving unemployment, I now say to them, well, check with unemployment and see if they will pay for you to go back to school. Even if it's, like you said, even if it's just getting a certificate, you're upgrading your skills so that you can now get a better job.
Exactly.
And so
it could be a better job. Some cases it could be a different job. I look at all the money right now. A lot of jobs right now are in the medical field and the green field. Anybody who's willing to go and get a one-year or two-year certificate in the field of energy and in other areas, in other green jobs, ways to conserve energy, ways to come up with, they're looking for new resources on how to create these opportunities for people to get energy to their homes, to their cars, to their businesses, or what have you. Anybody who got any information in that field is just like the computer industry was back in the 70s. You're going to be working. They're going to be offering you, they're going to be soon offering these bonuses to hire people. They're going to have sign-on bonuses because this is a critical, critical, critical area in our society today, everywhere, not just in the United States, everywhere, this whole concept of energy creation and conserving, because we use up so much with all of the stuff that we do, and we need to have new ways to conserve and new ways to even create. I remember in my textbook that we used for the business class, and I've been, you know, started school in 1990 with my first business course that I took, and so all these years I've been in school, and as soon as I got my master's, I started teaching, so I've been in the textbook for 20 years now, and I've watched it develop in terms of the topics, and I remember there was a time in the economics classes they never talked about resource development. But now, even in just regular business class, when we talk about economics, they don't talk about economics until they talk about developing resources. The old economics just taught finding resources. It was about finding resources, finding it in other countries and other places. But now it's about developing resources. Let's create some resources that we need to keep society going. So, you know, again, we want to help people remove any stress. We want people to be happy. We want people to be joyful. If bringing you joy and happiness for you means going out and spending your last or spending a lot of money on things that when you picked it up, you just said, oh, I guess I'll get this for them. Let me just get them something. You're sitting around looking on a list. What can I get them? Just get them something. If that's the attitude, I would say that's an attitude to really examine very, very, very closely and look at what's really going on, If you don't have the money to really spend and you have other things that are pressing a electric bill, phone bill, food bill, car bill, any other kind of bill, I would say let's examine why we're going out and buying these things for people to see a smile on their face, because then they already got 5 or 6, 7, 8 or 9 gifts.
You buy the smile on their face, but then you trust in your heart. What sense does that make? It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, just so that, because this is something you planned all year, because you planned this all year to do. Like I said, there are people who have these holiday clubs, and they have all this stuff to go out. Again, you're going out there and you're buying all these things for people. And it's these same people, you wouldn't even offer a prayer up for them if they were called on you and were sick. These are the same people, though, that we love you so much. We got to buy you this. But if I needed $500 to help get my business started, I couldn't even call you up and get it. You wouldn't even give me 50. So I'm 500. I can't get 50 out of you.
No, that's a good point, Lisa.
But you're the same person who wants me to think that you love me so much, and all these other people sitting around the tree, that you would go out and spend your last on us. I'm sorry. And you wouldn't even help me. You know it's my burning desire to be an entrepreneur and start this business, and I need at least $1,500. You can't even give me $500. You can't even give me $50. Again, it's about, let's look at what's really going on. And we talk about, oh, but I just want you happy. Going out, getting people stuff that costs $5 and hoping that they'll think it costs $30. Why? Why? I just want to know, why? The only thing I like about the grab bag at work, I really love just watching people, how they behave over what they unwrapped. It's amazing to me. And then I look and see, well, you were just talking about her last week in the bathroom, about how she ain't got no sense. Or how he did this and she did that. And this is the boss that wouldn't even give your name in for a raise. But they were so happy to run out and buy you a gift and have it wrapped by Macy's or Fortune Off or Tiffany's or wherever else, Bloomingdale's, whatever store, JCPenney, Target, Walmart. You see that commercial that Target had all week? The lady in the red outfit running around? I wonder how much they spent. I don't even want to know how much they spent on that commercial. But anyway, we're not going to talk about all the kids in Africa we could have fed with that money. We're not going to talk about that. That commercial, y'all remember that commercial, the lady in the red suit running around? We're not going to talk about that. That's fine. That's okay. That's their money. That's Target's money. They can do whatever commercial they want. We're talking about helping everyday people right now with stress, okay? So we don't want to add to your stress by keeping you on here any longer than you have to be. So, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I welcome any feedback about today's show. Please, you don't have to say it here. You can keep your anonymity and you can email me or inbox me your comments or your thoughts. I want to do it different. And I know I have some changes that I have to make. I know this Christmas I cannot afford to go out and purchase stuff that I don't have, when I know there's other things that I do need, like that plane ticket to go and speak to a group of people somewhere to encourage them to live a great life. Adele?
I absolutely agree with you, Lalisa. I'm in the same way. I'm feeling the same exact way. You know, if you can take that money and make a difference in somebody else's life, as opposed to stressing out on how I'm going to buy that next gift when I know I don't have the money, or if you know you don't have the money, if you can do something different this year and still please that person and eliminate your stress. And that's what this topic was all about today, eliminating stress. Do something different this year that's going to make a difference
not only in your life, but the lives of other people as well.
And watch how you feel come January, February, March, when you open that bank statement, woo-hoo, and it won't be in the red. Oh, my God, some people are going to be so excited that when their credit card statements come. Oh,
yes.
God, I'm going to be like, wow. And all I had to do was sit my children down and explain to them. You know, the funny thing about children, we put stress on them. Now we're teaching them how to stress out for Christmas. And that is sad to me. It's one thing when you got little two-year-olds. They don't know the difference. A little two-year-old, a one-year-old, a four-year-old. They don't really know where you're at.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that a one-year-old, a two-year-old doesn't even know anything about Christmas, but we stress out because we can't get them anything for Christmas. One toy would make that baby happy.
How about a hug? How about mommy, if you talk to me? Daddy, if you just look at me. And always
love, you know? And so, you know, I'm right there with you, Lalisa. We've got to stop it. And it has to stop somewhere. Why not let it stop this year with you?
Yes, why not? We let the economy, you know, the government and these companies have let the economy break a little lot of habits they had. Like some companies, that's why they're not giving tuition reimbursement. They say, oh, we're in an economy. Some companies have stopped sending people to training. Oh, we're in an economy. Now here's a time for us to do something different. Oh, well, I'm not going to get in all that financial stress. Oh, it's the economy, but guess what? You're going to feel so good about it, and now you've helped break a mindset in that person's mind to be expecting something. We can sit our children down and let them know. If they're like 9 and 12 and 15 or older, they understand. Listen, honey, cause especially if you're a believer, you're a Christian, it's easy. Because you can say, well, you know what, honey, it's really not, you know, Christ's birthday, all of that. But here are some kids, they think because when it comes to, they say, well, you know, Christmas, I was looking at some research and it said, oh, it's about the magic and the holiday and the magic. Well, be careful with that magic because there's a lot of magic to witchcraft. So let's be careful about all the magic we're trying to create for people.
Yeah.
So, all right, then, we're out of time, we're over time, we're past time. You have a great, great, wonderful, awesome, awesome weekend.
Absolutely, and we look forward to seeing and having you on call or in the chat room on Monday.
Yes. Coach Adele and Lalisa right here on The Morning Show. And hold on, you know what, Miss Tina, I love you. She got her hand up. Miss Tina.
Hi, this is a great topic. I was really enjoying it, and I said, this is something I've talked about to my family before and then about stretching yourself out for gifts and spending money that you don't have. I often have conversations with my friends, like you're buying your cat $700 toy and you don't have a computer in your home. That doesn't make sense to me. You're a child that's a freshman in high school and you're trying to save for college. But you're in a holiday club and sitting at the end of the year, but you don't have an education fund or a college fund.
So,
prioritize what is going to be best for us. It's not just the holidays. You have to invest in yourself, invest in your child's future, and not just the money that you're going to spend on items, buying another television. You have like 4 or 5 televisions in your home, but you have 3 children that share one computer. You have to think logically on what you want to do. And that's just something I've always discussed with my families or also with my friends. Again, if you have the means, help someone else. If there's somebody that needs help with buying a child, just a uniform to go to school. You see this family, you see these children come to your house, but you want to spend the children, but you can't even go out and help the children coming to your home wearing the same uniform constantly and it's dirty. You have to think of others as well. So I was glad you had this topic. I'm going to tell some of my family and friends to go to your archives to listen to this because it was really important.
Well, you know what? That's such confirmation, Tina. I know that you were very quiet the whole time and I said, it's almost over. Tina, hand up. But Tina, you know I will always pick up your call. Always.
I'm going to pick up everybody's call, but even like this, when we're out of time and overtime, I'm going to pick up you because, Tina, you remind me of a young man who listens. He hasn't been listening lately, Paul from Japan, and that's because he's traveling and what have you, but you always bring so much to the conversation, and I know it has a lot to do with your experiences in life and how you see things, and you're just such a level-headed person, and so I so thank you for sharing that about that cost. Boy, that's huge. You got a holiday club fund, but you don't have a college fund. Wow, Kiva.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Tina, wow. That's serious. My God. You talk about buying these extra computers and these things for the home, but you don't even have a computer in your home. Wow. So your children can go online and get homework assignments. And because I tell my kids and my students, I tell them all the time, ever since I've been teaching since 2003, I tell them there is no excuse for you not to know something when you can just hit a button and learn it. There's no excuse. Don't come to class and tell me what you don't know, okay? Because you could go online and type a word in and bring up so many pages of information.
That's right.
So I don't want to hear. I understand if it's not in the textbook and I'm the professor, I didn't mention it. But you mean to tell me you can go online and download songs and all this other stuff, but you couldn't go online and download Michael Porter's Five Forces Model for Business Success? You couldn't go online and download that, but you could go online and download P. Diddy's Top 5 Songs.
Mm-hmm.
See, they that's why I hit on Ms. Williams, you know, that you got on the suit, but you kind of too hip for us. Why are you talking like that? That's how I'm going to talk to you, because I want to know why. Same thing with the money. Why are you saving to buy Christmas gifts and you're not saving for college? That's a good one. Well, that's going to be another show, because like I said to you, I'm going to be talking about this all month to the end of December.
Great.
Because, so don't worry, we're going to talk about that. We're going to give them options. Because a lot of times we've learned, and I know, Adele, you've seen this, and you others have seen this, a lot of times what people are doing is because they don't know how to do anything else.
Right. That's so true.
For some. So we're going to give you the application, what you should do, how it's going to look in your everyday life, and maybe we can, you know, have you do some assignments where you actually go, come to my class. Anybody in the New Jersey area, I welcome you to come and sit in on one of my Wednesday night classes if you've never experienced it, and you can hear and see why I'm so passionate about helping students. When students are still, we're almost through with the semester, there are some students who still didn't get a book yet. As a matter of fact, I had an extra book because we updated the book. I loaned my book to a student. Haven't seen him since. I got his number. I can call him. But I'm just pointing out that these are the scenarios that our children are facing. Take that money and go buy a student a textbook.
That's right.
Okay, if you just got to give somebody. I understand God gave us the natural ability to give. Absolutely. That's why we feel so pulled to Christmas. And all of the business owners know this. They understand the psychology of buying. People love to spend. We know that. But
well, you know, and here's the thing. People love to spend. But if you're going to spend, I would say give a book. That's the best gift you can give. Give a book. Give something that they can use that's going to make a difference in their lives.
Yeah, sign up for a training class. If I really wanted to give a gift, I'd take some of those little nieces and nephews who are not able to go and take some dance lessons or go learn how to read poetry or write poetry. How about if I teach you? Because, see, how about if I send you to a class to learn how to write poetry so you can go on and write that book of poetry?
Uh-huh.
How about I take money and give you that so that you've already come to find out you have written 63 poems? Well, let's get it published now. We can get it published with about $300. Now you have three coming in.
So there's ways that people can give a gift and still it's still inexpensive.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay, ladies, will you all go and finish enjoying your time off from work or time with your family? Or if you are working this weekend, happy
after Thanksgiving working day, and I want to give kudos and thanks to my sister-in-law, Ms. Rita, who helped me come up with this topic. Yes, she did. She was the one who said, this will be a good topic to talk about, Lalisa. And look how right she was. I'm going to let her know afterwards. She's actually very, very another person like you, Tina, and she's been working for very, very big Fortune 500, probably Fortune 1000 company for about 20 years. And so in those companies, you know, they really pour a lot into you, as Kiva also knows from also the big companies that she's worked for in the past and any of us that have ever worked for, these big multinational companies, they pour a lot into their employees, and the employees get to see a lot. So I thank her for that. Well, y'all, I will see you later. God bless every single person. Thanks, Adele. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks, Eva. Thanks, Ambrosia. And I'm going to call you because I am down here in the Maryland area. Got your number. And thank you, thank you, thank you again, Tina. And see you guys back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you.